What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to share this scene with you. Watch.
Suppose I was looking for a man to make a 2,200-yard Cold War shot. Who's alive that could do that?
Seems I heard about a shot like that being made not too long ago. Said the guy's name was Bob Lee Swagger. Never met the man, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they said that, all right.
They also said that artificial sweeteners were safe. WMDs were in Iraq, and Anna Nicole married for love. Would have been a bad job to take, though.
How come?
Whoever took that shot's probably dead now. That's how a conspiracy works. Them boys on the grassy knoll, they were dead within 3 hours. Buried in the damn desert, unmarked graves out past Terlingua.
You know this for a fact?
Still got the shovel.
Sake of argument, somebody other than him?
There was a guy in Russia. They locked his ass up. Nothing in France. I know he's dead. There was one guy, but he don't shoot no more. A brutal son of a bitch. Most boys shoot to kill, he'd shoot to wound. Wait till his friends come to help. Kill them too. Turn one target into four. Men, women, children. Killed him by the hundreds. The other side wanted him. Bad. Finally narrowed his hide down to an abandoned six-story building. They quit the subtle tactics. They called in an artillery strike. Leveled a square block. Brought the building down on his ass. Some say he crawled out of there. Some say he died. Never heard from him no more.
Fuck me.
What?
I met the son of a bitch.
Yeah, the world ain't what it seems, is it, Gunny?
No, sir.
You keep that in mind. The moment you think you got it figured, you're wrong.
Ah, it's my favorite fucking scene. So, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because a lot of the times when we as men, right, we do all this research on women and we know about their hypergamy and we know about this and we know about that, we get duped, not just by women, by other people too. See, here's the thing that I learned about life. It's kind of like working out. I love working out. And when my buddy and I, when we went to work out, I noticed that I was just blasting weight, right? In other words, by the word blast means to just take the weight as you know, as much as you can, and then just rep them out as fast as possible, as quick as possible, as many as you can do as possible, right? And that comes from strength. But he asked me, like, what is it that you're trying to build? And I said, size. And he's like, then you're doing the exercise wrong. I looked at him like, what the fuck? Like, how? Right? How the fuck? And he's like, yeah, you gotta go slow, and you gotta drop the weight. And I'm like, drop the weight? How the fuck are you gonna build size without the weight? And he's like, trust me, just drop the weight. I didn't trust him. And so, you know, I put my hands on the bar, started pulling out the reps, and he's like, you're going too fucking fast. And I was like, well, then how fast am I supposed to go? And he's like, go. As soon as I started to lift the bar, he put his hand on the bar and he slowed it the fuck down. And I remember that 65 pounds on the bar felt like 100. And I couldn't even get it past, I think, my chest area. And he's like, you see? And I dropped the weight and I was like, what the fuck just happened? And he thought I was pissed off at him. He's like, no, he's like, dude, like, I didn't, you know. I was just trying to show you. And I was like, no, I don't know what the fuck just happened, man. Like, that weight just all of a sudden felt like a ton. He's like, I told you to drop the weight. So we swapped the 45s to 35s. And I tried to do it again, slowly. I couldn't do it. I dropped the weights to 25s, and I was like, dude, there's no fucking way like that's going to feel heavy. And it was just the right amount of weight for me to get. It should take about 2 seconds to pull them up, hold it there for a second and a half, and then 2 to 3 seconds to drop the weight in perfect slow repetition. I'll never forget that moment. He taught me a lot in that few seconds than anybody, you know, when it comes to training weight, ever has. I still stick to that regimen and that style of, I mean, it's the proper way to do it, but the point is I'm glorifying it because it meant a lot. It taught me a lot. And I incorporated that into everything in life. For as many, many videos that I see on here, right, I try to send these videos to my friends of chicks, and their hypergamous nature and this and that, and they don't listen to it, they don't follow it, they're just like, oh, fuck, dude, this is so, like, fuck this shit, I don't want to deal with it, I want to hear about it. So, in any case, they end up getting involved with the chicks, right, that they're involved with, and then they end up getting broken up, they end up getting hurt, they end up getting whatever, and they get back together with them, and they do it again and again and again and again. And they're like, dude, in the beginning, like, when they get back together with me, it's like, they're nice, they're sweet, they're this, they're that, and all of a sudden, they turn into, like, a raging piece of shit all over again. And I always tell them, like, dude, the reason being is because they spent an entire lifetime learning how to do that. Learning how to be complete piles of shit. It's kind of like what I'm trying to convey in the message in this video. You see, when they get older, they try to switch out their tactics. They try to be softer, they try to be sweeter. What I had to realize was that women, they speak in a language that leaves out the unspoken. And the reason being is because they're afraid that it's going to hurt you, it's going to do whatever, at the consequence of them losing something, right? If it pisses you off enough, you're going to leave and they're going to lose out on the potential of money or whatever. So, they expect you to just read their mind because reading their mind and understanding the unspoken is a lot easier and a lot softer, and it'll impact you a lot harder, or it'll impact you a lot softer. And you'll be more empathetic to their wants and needs. See, they're not afraid of losing you, right? They're not afraid that they're going to lose you. They're afraid of not having protection in the future. Not having How do I explain this? Not having anyone there when they're in their old age, frail and vulnerable, to have anyone there to answer the door when shit goes bump in the night. Money can only go so far. And this dualistic mindset that they have when they're younger is an amplification, you know, the shit that they say on the whatever podcast is an unfiltered, amplified version of the shit that they say when they're older. They just figured out a way how to tame their language, how to be a little more subtle about the shit that they're saying. See it all the time, man. All the fucking time. It makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because all I see, is just a scared little girl. It's funny because this moment right here, right when you think you got it figured, you're wrong. You see, I was at a pawn shop the other day, and there's this cute girl. And I walk in, she's got, you know, just like these cute green eyes. She's kind of shapely. It was nice. We go over to the glass cabinet to where this guitar pedal that I wanted was at. I saw, you know, I saw it. I called her over. She opens up the glass cabinet and she was just like staring at it. And I'm watching her and I'm like, is there something wrong? And she's like, can you get that for me? And I'm like, are the pants too tight? She just kind of like smiles and is like, yeah. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I bent, kneeled down. I grabbed the guitar pedal. Saw the price, right? The price did not match the condition of the pedal. Let me just put it to you that way. I said, is there any way to test this? And she's like, no, we don't have anything to test it with. And I was like, fuck. All right, how about this? If you guys cut me a deal on it, I'll take it off your hands. And so we go over to the counter, and she's like, what offer would you be willing to make? And I said, well, is $50 an impossible request? And then the manager comes over and he's like, 50 bucks? You know what? For this one time, I'll do 50 bucks. And I said, thanks, man. You really don't know how much that means to me, dude. Thank you. And she's smiling and she's, wow, you got it for 50 bucks. That's great. And I was like, yeah, it's a pretty sweet ass deal. And she says, how far do you live from here? Which is a stereotypical fucking thing in my judgment to a woman who wants to get to know you better. And I was like, oh, I just live right across the street. And she says, is it nice there? And I was like, yeah. Would you care to find out? And she smiles. And she goes back to the register. And then she says, wow, that's a really nice shirt you're wearing. And I thought, like, okay, she's really into me, right? Put my card in, pull it out, pay for my fucking shit. And then I asked her for a small piece of paper. I wrote down my phone number and I pushed it forward. And I said, you know, just to kill time or whatever. And she smiles and she puts the phone number in the back of her pocket. And then something changed. Whatever the fuck it was. There was no new customers. The place is literally the size of my apartment with 5 employees. I walk over to the window where, you know, you make other purchases and shit like that. I had a pretty bitchin' guitar put on layaway. So I go to the counter and she follows me. But she's giving me a stern look. All of a sudden, her fucking demeanor completely changed. And so I asked her, you know, as I gave my ID and my card, I asked her, so how's your day going? And she just kind of smirked or whatever and then just kept looking, like, not at me, but just kind of, like, really pissed off. And then I just, like, whoa, that's a weird read. I don't know what to read from that. The guy runs my card. He gives me my stuff back. And then I'm like, so I'll hear from you soon, I suppose. And she didn't say anything. She just walked the fuck away. right when I thought I understood her, I was wrong. It wasn't the shirt I was wearing. Because you can't read a black, you can't read the logo on a black metal shirt. Nothing was registering to me. I finally realized that whatever message she, or impression she got from me, it was negative. I mean, for whatever reason, she wanted me to feel that or see it when she was standing slightly in my area. I thought to myself, what the fuck? Right? What the fuck was that? See, you could spend an entire lifetime understanding these people, and you don't. You don't. Because they spent years, repetitious years, building their character to be a piece of shit. So is it any wonder why they're a piece of shit? It's kind of like an old, you know, when a former gangbanger turns into a man, like an old man. He says he's calm, cool, and collected now. But he's not this rambunctious, you know, younger man that he used to be. No, he's still that piece of shit that used to rob and steal and fucking rape and murder motherfuckers. Trust me. He's still that guy. He's still that piece of shit. People don't change. They grow softer, but they don't change. They whittle down all their tactics and techniques into the bare basics, and then they fucking master those basics. They'll never change. They're always going to be those people. They're always going to be looking for an edge to fuck you over. You know, it really sucks because it never used to be that way. Or at least it wasn't that bad. Now these women, I find them on TikTok and I find them on, you know, the whatever podcast, just boasting about their stupidity, boasting about their bad ideas, boasting about that their terrible fucking choices. Here's an example. Here's a great example. A woman says that she used to date a bunch of guys and, you know, she wouldn't let him wait. She would just fuck him on the spot. And then she says, well, now I'm going to make him wait. Right? How many times have you heard that one? I'm going to make that guy wait while everybody else didn't have to wait. They didn't have to wait in line. Nobody else had to wait in line. Now I'm going to make people wait in line to have access to me. Right? You hear it all the fucking time. But here's the thing. Does a car salesman fucking wait for your sale? Does a cashier clerk wait to ring you up? I mean, if it's something small, sure. Eventually, they'll just void out the fucking transaction and just go on to somebody else. The point is like, these women expect you to wait. And they still make the same choices. They still choose the same guy. And then they expect a different result because they used a different tactic. And it fucking makes me laugh so fucking hard every goddamn time. Every fucking time. they put out for Pookie and Ray Ray, and then, like, okay, let me make Pookie and Ray Ray wait. No, dude, they're going to be fucking everybody left and right. You're just going to be on their fucking, you know, in the back burner, slow cooking. And I see it all the time. These women pick the exact same motherfuckers expecting a different result. I made him wait 2-3 months, and then when I finally gave him the fucking pussy, he bailed. It's like, is it like, you fucking idiot? Like, women love doing the wrong fucking thing, because it gets their mind off of things. In their heart, they know it's wrong. In their heart, they know that they're doing something bad. In their heart, they know this shit. They tell us that, oh, you should know better. And then when you tell them the same thing, oh, well, it depends, it's different, it's the fucking this, it's the that. It makes me fucking laugh. Because in the end, all I see is a scared child. Instead of paying attention to the... instead of paying attention to the patterns in nature, the patterns of their behavior, the patterns of their character, their selection, their bad selection and their bad choices in life, what they'd rather do is double down. Change the recipe, and still it comes out bad. And then they continue to do that same bad fucking decision and choice making, expecting a different outcome. They want a reformed gangbanger, a guy who used to run the streets and then became a CEO. What they're describing is what's his name? Nipsey Hussle. They want a Nipsey Hussle as their, you know, they want a fucking, an assassin, an reformed assassin, a reformed assassin, right? I think it's just too much goddamn television. It's like everybody knows you don't date a former stripper or a former porn star. You don't do it. And yet these girls, they expect, you know, men to change. They say that we're the same, and yet when we make the same, you know, when guys make dumb choices like that, they expect us, to excuse their shit behavior, our ex's shit behavior is what I'm trying to say. But then when they pick somebody bad and you tell them, well, you should accept their bad behavior, oh no. Where do you think that comes from? It comes from years of not getting fucking spanked in the ass for saying something stupid. I remember my dad used to fucking smack the shit out of me for saying stupid shit. I'm talking just... I remember one time I said, yellow and blue make green? I said yellow and blue make neon something, and he fucking just lost his fucking mind. I think it was because my mother was an artist, and she taught me the color wheel and color theory. So he expected me to be, like, you know, on point. He expected me to be a genius. As you know, my dad was an athlete, my mother was a former model, and she was really good at what she did. She was smart as fuck, great photographer, great artist. My dad was, gifted, and he expected me to inherit those traits, but how can you inherit anything if you haven't sat down and taught anything, right? How was I expected to be what he expected me to be at age 8 if he hadn't sat me down and taught me anything? It sucked. It really, really sucked. I can't tell you the handful of times I begged him and asked him to teach me martial arts because apparently he was great at what he did. He was undefeated, according to a few sources. So naturally, I wanted to be trained by the best. He always denied me. So when I started my own journey, he made fun of me. Till one day I fucking threatened him to a fight and he backed down like a bitch. He said that violence would never resolve anything. Well, clearly he was never a proud boy. So, my point is that when a person puts in thousands of repetitions into their character of being a piece of shit, expect them to be a piece of shit. Don't let the language and all this shit confuse you and help you thinking that, you know, you don't got them figured out. Because I can't tell you how many times I see guys where they do all these exercises, they watch all these videos, they listen to Rollo Tomasi, and they listen to all these guys, and then they get the same result every fucking time. And they're like, what the fuck? I thought I had it figured out. And they were wrong. Here's a great example. There was this beautiful woman, blonde haired, blue eyed, fucking sexy as hell, right? She adopted a Rottweiler and a bulldog. And they were both abused. One day, she takes them out to go use the bathroom. And they fucking ate her alive. Both of them. Both of them ate that woman alive. They couldn't recognize her. This beautiful fucking just portrait of a woman. Her life was fucking taken by two mangy shit fucking feral dogs. I don't want to talk about, like, it's not about the breed. It's not about any of that. But women make dumb choices, and I see it all the time. Women that pick German Shepherds, because they're smart animals, can't handle them. Huskies can't handle them. When I see a woman being pulled by her dog, I cross the fucking street, and I stay the fuck away. When their dog comes straight towards me, I'm pulling out my knife, and I'm like, you got your dog under control, ma'am? I don't fuck around like that. I don't like that whole, like, oh, he's friendly bullshit and they're barking at me with fucking anger. No. Like, women just don't get it. Women do not understand. They do not get it. She picked two abused animals that were like physically overpowering her. She was, I think, like 5'7", 100 and whatever pounds, tiny little thing. Picked two of the fucking biggest dogs that she could because she thought she could save them, she could change them. And she was eaten alive. How about this? My cousin. She died at 29 years old. 28 years old. And she died because she wouldn't leave this abusive piece of shit who would constantly do drugs. And the reason why she never left was because of the money that he had. The house that he had. She was constantly bouncing in and out of my uncle's house. From my uncle's house to his house. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And every time she'd come back, she would come back with bruises. And everybody kept telling her, dude, you're gonna die. You're 95 fucking pounds. You're gonna fucking die. This guy's gonna, he's gonna hurt you. And she didn't listen. she was murdered. He beat the fuck, he got her to smoke some shit and take some fentanyl, and, you know, he beat the fuck out of her when she was asleep. Because he was going through a bad trip. He thought he was, he thought he cheated on her. So he beat the fuck out of her when she was asleep and she never woke up. She had a fractured skull. She was drooling blood. They said that her face looked unrecognizable. They had to have a closed casket because she looked that bad. Because of her poor fucking choices. And her dad was always in her life. Her parents were always married. You know what? My uncle, right? Who raised her. Trained her to be an athlete. Trained her to get good grades at school. Taught her martial arts. Taught her all this shit. And she still went to the fucking bad boy. I fucking, you know, I looked this motherfucker up. Trust me when I say this, he's nobody to fuck with. But she chose him because of the money and power. Not because of his character. They chose him because of the money and power. And she thought she could domesticate him. Women aren't looking for soft men. They're looking for hard men to control. They're looking for lunatics, psychopaths. Their dream is to... It's kind of like that one bitch from Game of Thrones who has those dragons. Yeah, that's how she pictures herself. The bitch who can control dragons. Well, God rest her. God rest her. Guard your heart.